This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has called on the UN Security Council to seek an early de-escalation of violence between Israel and Gaza's Hamas rulers. He also blamed the United States for the council's lack of action so far. He expressed support for a two-state solution and said China, which holds the Security Council presidency this month, expects all parties to speak with a unified voice when the council discusses the conflict later Sunday. Wang said the Security Council should reconfirm a two-state solution and urge Palestinians and Israelis to resume talks on that basis as soon as possible. This comes as an Israeli airstrike destroyed a high-rise building that was home to the Associated Press's office in the Gaza Strip. The airstrike came despite hysterical calls from the news agency to halt the impending attack. AP called the strike shocking and horrifying. Although no one was hurt, the airstrike demolished an office that was like a second home for the AP journalist. Press freedom groups condemned the attack and accused the military of trying to censor coverage of its relentless six-day offensive, now into its seventh day, against Hamas militants. The military claimed that Hamas militants used that building for sophisticated operations, but they didn't provide any evidence. Again, Israeli airstrikes destroyed a high-rise building that was home to the Associated Press offices in the Gaza Strip, as well as other media outlets, and the airstrike came despite calls from the news agency to stop the attack. Military says that Hamas militants should use the building for sophisticated operations. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Police are reaching out to villagers in northern India to investigate the recovery of bodies buried in shallow sand graves or washing up on the riverbanks, prompting speculation on social media that they were the remains of COVID-19 victims. In jeeps and boats, the police are using portable loudspeakers with microphones, asking people not to dispose of the bodies in the rivers. On Friday, rains exposed the cloth coverings of bodies buried in shallow sand graves on the riverbank. A state government spokesman on Sunday denied local media reports that more than 1,000 bodies of COVID-19 victims have been recovered from rivers in the past 2 weeks, but others say COVID-19 deaths in the country continue to rise. The U.S. and British embassies in Myanmar are expressing concern about reports of fierce government attacks on a town in the western Chin state, where martial law was declared Thursday because of armed resistance by opponents of military rule. Government troops backed by helicopters were reported to be shelling the town of Mendat, and said its defenders, who were opponents of the army's February takeover that ousted the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi. The Myanmar state television broadcast Saturday night reported that fighting was going on and acknowledged the town's defenders have been putting up stiff resistance against the army. British health workers, aided by the army, distributed coronavirus tests door-to-door Saturday in two towns in northern England, seeking to contain a fast-spreading variant that threatens plans to lift all lockdown restrictions next month. Cases of a variant first identified in India have more than doubled in a week, defying a sharp nationwide downward trend in infections won by months of restrictions and a rapid vaccination campaign. Government scientific advisors say this variant is likely more transmissible than even the UK's dominant strain, though it's unclear by how much. India reported a smaller rise in daily coronavirus infections Saturday, but deaths stayed near the 4,000 mark, with the World Health Organization warning the second year the pandemic could be worse than the first. Taiwan raised its coronavirus alert level Saturday in the capital, Taipei, and the city around it, bringing curbs for a period of 2 weeks that will shut many venues and restrict gatherings in the wake of 180 new domestic infections. The new rules will not mean offices, schools, or restaurants have to close, but will cause a shutdown of cinemas and other entertainment spots while limiting family get-togethers to 5 people indoors and 10 outdoors. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello. This is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from VOA Home Studios in Washington. I've got a great show for you coming up in just a minute. Here is what's in store. First of all, for everyone celebrating the end of Ramadan, Mubruk El Eid. Second, because it's Eid al-Fitr, most of today's music and feature stories are connected to it. So the playlist is songs by artists from countries or regions in countries where Islam is the predominant religion. I've got amazing music by artists from Hausaland, Nigeria, Tanzania, Egypt, Mali, Morocco, and Lebanon. Now, in the middle of the hour, we depart from the Islamic holiday spirit for a few new hits by Tyke, CeCe and Mafiki Zolo, Selected Jeff and Sheba, plus one evergreen from Liberia by Denj. And then I've got an exciting interview with rising star out of Niamey, Niger, Fiak Si. Now, he released his debut EP entitled Tike Reve Fondofo in March. Heads up, our conversation is in French, so get your French ears cleaned up and ready to hear. Just kidding. I actually translate what he's saying for you, so you can relax on that. But we get to listen to samples of the EP, including my favorite song on the album, Bonheur, which we talk about in depth, and that I know you're just going to love. Then finally, to round out the hour, I bring us back to more music that's in line with celebrating Eid al-Fitr. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Kicking things off, like last year, I begin with this 1987 global hit, Yeke Yeke. It is by world music legend Morikante, who passed away last year from coronavirus. The song was Europe's number one hit in 1988, making it the first ever African single to sell over a million copies.
I'm
right. Hello, I'm Heather Maxwell, and this is Music Time in Africa. We just heard Yeke Yeke by the late Mori Kante. Happy Eid al-Fitr. As promised, we are going heavy on music today from Muslim Africa and the diaspora. This is Waqar Sala from Nigeria with a song that celebrates Eid al-Fitr. Sala sings in Hausa, "Fellow Nigerians, let's look up. Today is Eid Day. Everyone you see today is happy. This day is worthy of celebration. Let's use its teachings and spread it far and wide." Was Nigeria by Waqar Sala, wishing everyone a happy Eid day. This is Heather Maxwell. Now, I've got two songs back-to-back for you, both from countries where Islam is the dominant religion and where Eid was celebrated this past week. First up, from Tanzania, Nasema Nawe by Platnumz featuring Khadija Kopa, followed by Hayatak Fisura by Mohamed Hami from Egypt. Thank you.
beautiful. Ni singa mala ukaka. Uso mila desiduri. Uso juo tungozo kakata. Uso iya na peduri. Uongo umekuja. Ujifanya mashuhuri. Kumbe chako mechaka. Aga mwenza kumimi turufu. Sigara saa.
Number what the number sell to number you ya Chenkono. Hello world, my name is Buyala, the Lioness of Africa, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heta Maxwell. Keep it locked.
Rawr! All right, here's Hayatak Fisura by Mohamed Hami, who sings the heartfelt laughter we're both living in this moment. Time, pass us by slowly. We are here together till dawn. It doesn't get better than this, darling.
ضحكة بتطلع من القلب بنعيشها انا وانت في حب ونقول للوقت يفوت بشويش مع بعض لحد الفجر انا وانت في نفس الكدر اجمل من كده حبيبي ما فيش ضحكة بتطلع من القلب بنعيشها انا وانت في حب ونقول للوقت يفوت بشويش مع بعض الحد الفجر أنا وإنت في نفس القدر أجمل من كده حبيبي ما فيش كل دقة في قلبي بتناديك كل حضن أنا باخده من عنيك كل لحظة بعيشها من إيديك تسوى عندي حياة كل صورة بتحكي في حكايات لما نكبر تبقى ذكريات سلعت حبيبي واللي فات مستحيل ننسى حياتك في بكرة تبقى ذكرى أحلى أيام
Well, I'm on my Kwate. You are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Got a good friend there, Habi Kwate, a great musician, by the way. Got a good friend there, Habi Kwate.
All right. Hey, hello. Eid Mubarak, everyone. Here's Fatoumata Diawara from Mali with her latest Afro dance fusion, Mali Mali. Oh, she sings How I Miss My Mali. And that was Fatoumata Diawara with Mali Mali. Hey guys, this is Heather Maxwell, and you're listening to the Voice of America in Washington, D.C. Now, we're slowing things way down with this beautiful duet by Moroccan singers Asmat Lemanoir and Hatim Amour. The song speaks of faith and steadfastness, even in long periods of hardship and duress.
Hey, مات ورديت من اللي تقسمات راني غك ليلة الحيلة شكون قال لي يا مدور وزمان علي يجور
يا معانة مسكينة الظلم والحجر خاطرها اليوم مكسور
يا حتى واحد فيهم ما دارني كل شي على جرحي داس
يا هينا وهينا صبري ربي ما غيخليك شحال ما طال عليك الحال عارفي باللي ما زال الخير مخبي ليك
يا صبرا وصابرا كل شي عند الله محسوب رميت انا الاحمال لعبي هينا بين ايديك راضيه بالمكتوب
was Haina by Asmat Manwar and Hatim Amour of Morocco. Hello, this is Heather Maxwell. How are you all doing? I hope you're doing great and enjoying your weekend and staying safe. I'm so glad you're with me today. So remember how I said at the top of the show that in the middle of the hour, we were going to depart from this Islamic holiday spirit of Eid Mubarak for some new unrelated hits, plus one evergreen from Liberia, and that I've also got my feature interview with Fiak C in French. Well, now is the time, people. Fresh from France, here's Tyke's new tune, Le Temps. Time. He sings to an old lover who broke his heart, but who now returns wanting him back, just like things were before she left him. Time, he says, has healed me from you, and so has my new woman.
C'est toi qui veux parler. Et toutes tes meilleures phrases, tu veux les coller. Ne gaspille pas mon temps, yeah. Oh, le temps m'a réparé. Plus rien n'est comme avant. Quelqu'un m'a déjà soigné. Oh, oh, le vent a bien tourné. Ne gaspille pas mon temps. Une autre a su me soigner. Ne me fais pas croire que je n'ai pas fait ce qu'il faut.
that was Le Temps by Tyke. And now for that evergreen from L.I.B., here's Lapa Fine by Dange from 2015. Lapa is a local word in Liberia for the women's wax print wraps. And the song, it praises the beauty of women who wear them well. By Dange of Liberia. Hello, this is Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Now we go to Uganda with this new banger by Sheba, Boy Fire. And then get ready to meet Fiaxi.
Give me fire, love fire, oh, boy fire, boy fire, oh, give me boy fire, oh. Give me fire, love fire, oh. Engeri jochi ku engeri, engeri jom kwata engeri, love engeri jonyweza engeri, engeri jochi ku engeri, only engeri, engeri, oh man engeri, engeri yo, engeri jom kwata engeri, love engeri jonyweza engeri, uchi ku banga DJ o mixing, o mixing, o mixing, o mixing. On my body, baby, I'm teasing. I'm teasing, I'm teasing, I'm teasing. Mama, buja kulu jegere, zetova kulu segere. Love you, my jegere, tumi no kama sejere. Oh boy, I'm tempted to touch, tempted to touch, tempted to touch. I like your body, yeah. Bring me close to your body, yeah. Yes, I'm in love with your body, yeah. Don't stop, hey, don't stop me, yeah. Boy, fire, boy, fire.
Online for the live stream, Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen, then choose VOA Africa. Bam!
All right, hello everyone, hello. Now it is time to meet my featured guest artist. Fiaxi is a 28-year-old Nigerian artist who's just released his debut 4-track EP. We had a virtual conversation earlier this week to talk about it, and specifically to talk about the song Bonheur, or Happiness, which really stands out to me for reasons you will also understand when we get to that part. Now, we had to speak in French, guys. So I'll be summarizing what he says for you in English. But first, let's listen to some of the samples of that new EP. Here is the lead track. It's called Traître, or Traitor. He begins with this phrase, I'm a traitor. I betray lies as I reveal to humanity that peace is possible.
Je suis un traître. Je suis un traître. J'ai trahi le mensonge en révélant à l'humanité que la paix est possible. Je suis un voyou, un impoli. J'ai grondé le grand-père de la terreur en lui crachant le bonheur sur la figure. Je suis un infidèle.
Here's Beret, track 2, featuring the two-string Gurumi and C's unique rap style. So these are some of the sounds of Fiaxi's new music just released. Now let's meet him. Again, this conversation happened earlier this week. It's in French, so I summarize.
Fiaxi.
Fiaxi Tiaï.
Yes.
Allô, comment vas-tu?
Ça va super.
So first I ask him how he's doing, and he says super good. I'm really happy to be doing this interview. I ask him where he is, and he says he's actually in Conakry, not far from the ocean, which he says is great because it's very, very, very hot in Niger. So all the guys that are listening to him right now from there are going to be very jealous.
Tous les gars du Niger qui m'entendent vont être jaloux là.
De bouche à oreille, je m'en dis le savoir. Sinon, comment changer les choses sans savoir de quoi il s'agit? J'aurais appris qu'avoir le savoir.
Oui, l'EP est sorti le 26 mars.
Talking about the EP, he says it's out now, released March 26th. It's available on all the streaming platforms and also free on a platform called Diez Star.
Donc l'EP s'appelle Ticket Rêvé Fond de Faux.
I ask him what the title is of the EP. He says it's called Ticket Rêvé Fond de Faux, which means the other route of Ticket Rêvé. Ticket Rêvé was the name of his concerts that he always used to perform live. So because of coronavirus, he was gifted with the support to record his concerts as a studio project. ACF, by the way, is the African Culture Fund of Niger. Hello, everyone. In case you're just tuning in, you're listening to my interview with Fiak Si, an artist from Niger, who was speaking to me earlier this week from Conakry, Guinea.
Teti, Bokulu gonda e kanago.
Teti,
Yadi no undunya go danyezo.
Teti,
Bokulu gonda e kanago.
Teti.
Now here I ask him about the song that really touches my heart called Bonheur, or Happiness. It's my favorite track on the EP. I know you're gonna love it too. And we'll listen to that right after Fiak Si tells us about it.
Alors, en fait, à la base, l'EP que je viens de sortir sont des extraits de mon spectacle.
He explains that the songs on his EP are studio versions of the repertoire he performs at his live shows that got canceled because of coronavirus. During these shows, he always invites the audience to participate, to express themselves however they want to. So in this studio version of the song, he wanted to give it the same character, but reaching out to the world. So they came up with a graphic that they posted on the internet and talked to friends and friends of friends. The goal was to collect multiple and diverse ways of seeing happiness and in multiple languages in one song. For me also, he said, it was a way to show resilience in face of the coronavirus.
Pour moi, c'est aussi une manière de résilience face à coronavirus.
Data pata asii mandakala suji kan sindami kan zaidi goro ara nega farha nega kari
la felicità è essere in pace
bonheur pour moi c'est racher mon souri baina
saada hiya sihha salama hub lwalidain
what makes me happy family makes me happy family. Life is a lot better when you have a good family that loves you and you love them.
Le bonheur, c'est quand je fais le cœur en moi et que je me sens en face avec moi-même.
Amen.
On a travaillé ensemble avec le gars au studio. Il s'appelle Joby, que je salue beaucoup.
As for the producer, Fiak praises Joby, the producer of all of the tracks on the album. But also he says there's Whistling.
Ça, c'était moi.
Which was him. And Singing.
Ça, c'était moi aussi.
He says that's him too.
La musique, on a joué aussi.
And also we had studio musicians who play a little djembe, a little amapiano, a little Afrobeat, a little high life. It's all mixed together. So the objective was to do something universal.
L'objectif, c'est de faire un truc universel.
Bikini Katamasha, Tazu Diron, Farham Manan, Al Khouria. Assalamu alaikum.
Tunachunisemi ufurahi ni chakula, familia, muziki, na wapenzi.
って聞かれたら嬉しいって思いながら時間を過ごせることが幸せかな。
Bon, c'était vraiment un plaisir. Merci pour la belle musique.
Merci beaucoup. Ça fait beaucoup plaisir, Maxime. Merci à toi aussi.
Parce que si on l'a, si on le possède, ça devient sans valeur.
Hi, people. My name is Tendai Shawa, all the way from Malawi. And this is Music Time in Africa on Voice of America. And I'm chilling with Heather Maxwell.
Featuring Mafiki Zolo from South Africa. Before that was my interview with featured guest artist from Niamey, Niger, Fiaxi. I hope you enjoyed that too. This is Heather Maxwell, and we are at the back half of the show now, where we return once again to the topic of Eid al-Fitr, which was celebrated around the world last week. This is Anta Salam by Swedish-Lebanese producer, singer, and songwriter Maher Zain. The song was released last year to celebrate the end of Ramadan, and it means, God, you are peace.
There's something on my mind, I just can't get it right, it doesn't go away, it doesn't go away, even though I try to ignore it, I just want peace of mind, I want peace of mind, I feel like breaking down time after time. Keeps coming back, always coming back.
was a peace of mind. Entre salam, wa minke salam, tabarakta ya, ya dal jalani wal ikram. Entre salam, wa minke salam, tabarakta ya, ya dal jalani wal ikram. Oh God, I need your peace, I need your peace. I still believe with hardship comes ease. Make this stress go away, go away.
That was Maher Zain with Anta Salam. Hello, everyone. This is Heather Maxwell, and we're at the last song of the hour. I am taking us to northern Mali with the iconic desert blues band Tinariwen. Yes, we are going to chill out and vibe out to one of the band's classics from 2011, Tenere Takim Tasam. And once again, to all of our brothers and sisters everywhere in the world who celebrated Eid al-Fitr, Mabruk el-Eid.
Yeah.
Desert Blues from Northern Mali by Tin Arawen. It is time to say goodbye. Thank you so much for joining me. And also a big thank you to Fiaxi, my special guest artist. Thanks for according me that interview from your ocean beach vacation in Conakry, Guinea. And also thanks to Yusuf Harande for the translation of the Hausa song Nigeria, and to Usama Farak for his continuous support for this show and for his awesome Arabic pronunciations and translations. You can visit me anytime throughout the week on my Music Time in Africa YouTube channel, on my Facebook page or group, on Instagram, that's at MTIA Maxwell, also on Twitter, that handle is at Music Time in Africa, all one word, and get updates, get fresh news, photos, videos. On our FM stations, we are live Saturday and Sunday at 15:05 and 20:05 Universal Time. And we're also on shortwave radio Friday at 09:05 UTC, Saturdays and Sundays at 09:05, 15:05, 20:05, and 22:05 UTC. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful, people, and stay safe.